The Nerd in Me podcast presents The Week in Geek with your anchors, Alan and Jonathan, with the 5-day forecast, The Weather Wizard, and Casey Jones on sports.
Good evening, this is Alan, and welcome to The Week in Geek. Jonathan, what's our top story?
Alan, today in movie news, we have a rumored, but close to factual at this point, as close as they can get without actually announcing it, casting for the villain in Spider-Man Homecoming 2.
Nice.
Homecominger. I don't know what they're going to call it. Mr. Jake Gyllenhaal is very much rumored and possibly going to star as Mysterio. For people that don't know, Mysterio is a master illusionist who is able to fight Spidey using various tools
special
of
effects.
Illusion. Yeah, special effects.
He's Mr. CG.
He puts the I in CGI. I don't know what that means. So Jake Gyllenhaal, after all these years, remember he was rumored back in the day to replace Toby Maguire for Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
He finally makes into a Spider-Man film.
What's that? Sure, why not? It's nice. Well, yeah, I remember that article way back when that I think Toby, as the story goes, I think he injured his back maybe or something happened to him. And they were thinking of replacing Toby with Jake Gyllenhaal, so I like him. He's a good actor. I dig him.
Yeah, he is. I just, it's weird, like, I, when certain people get cast as, like, the villains, and I'm like, oh, man, he probably would have made a good hero. So, I probably would have liked to see Jake as a hero.
How would you think they would film this one, with a fishbowl over his head? I mean, like, you got a good-looking guy like Jake. They're going to have to change his appearance.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Like, when they announced the Vulture way back when, I'm like, what the heck? Because you're thinking of them, what they look like in the comics.
Right.
I'm like, that's going to look so stupid. And even the Tobey Maguire Spider-Mans, they had originally planned to have the Vulture in, I think, part 3 or part 4. And they were looking at John Malkovich. So even they were kind of going for the customary look from the comics.
That would have been a nice pick, actually.
Yeah, it would have been. Yeah. But what they did with the Vulture for Homecoming, I thought that was so awesome. Like, that was such a great costume, and it, like, kind of made sense, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, and Michael Keaton was great in that role.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that they would probably figure out a way to kind of keep the classic look, but modernize it and make it make more sense.
Yeah.
For Mysterio, you know.
No fish.
Maybe as a former stuntman, maybe some kind of protective helmet that he would have to wear. Or something. Hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I'm excited for it. I mean, you know, we've learned to trust Marvel and their casting, so if this is true, it should be another home run as long as the writing's good. Jake's good. You know, well, it's about time he got into one of these superhero movies.
With Mysterio coming on board, and I read someplace that Michael Keaton is reprising his role as a Vulture, as well as that guy Michael Mando for the Scorpion. Are we leading up to the Sinister Sinister Six?
Yes, the Sinister Sticks, Alan. Those pieces of wood that have been terrorizing New York for many years. I think so. Well, at least the Sinister Three. Terrible Three? I don't know.
Right.
Because at the end of Homecoming, I guess it was one of the end credit scenes, right?
I think it was.
It was when the Vulture is in prison and he walks by this other guy that Spidey fought on the ferry.
Mm-hmm.
See that five times quick.
Yeah.
And he turns out, it looks like he's going to wind up being the Scorpion because he's playing Max Gargan, and he even had a Scorpion tattoo on his neck.
Yeah.
And they are three of the original Sinister Six.
Who are Vulture, you missing then? Lizard?
Vulture, Mysterio, and
Who
Scorpion. Vulture, Mysterio, Electro?
Rhino.
Okay, Rhino.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd be curious to see if they're going to build to a Sinister Six with the first three, and then they bring three more on for the third one.
We'll see.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, I like him. I like him. But I agree with you. I think I would like to see Jake more as a superhero rather than a supervillain.
Yeah, I felt that way about like Tom Hiddleston.
Mm-hmm.
Although he makes a great Loki.
Mm-hmm.
And who else? Oh, like recent guys that have died too. And I'm like, oh man, it would have been. Oh, the guy that played Killmonger. I thought he'd be great. He'd be a great hero.
Oh yeah.
But you know, he's a great villain. They killed him. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
You know, even for me, Kurt Russell being kind of the bad guy, I was hoping he'd be a good guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I hate when they, well, I don't say they waste, but when they take these really good actors and put them in kind of either smaller roles or roles where they die, you know, like Heimdall, you know, Idris Elba should have had a huge, you know, been more than just a.
Yeah, yeah.
An Asgardian, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just things like that. But, you know, like I said, we trust Marvel, so. We gotta trust that they know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing.
Their characters.
Yep.
All right.
All right. What's next?
Our next story, Alan, is oh, a couple of weeks ago we talked about, you know, I think back in November or December, there was the that's not gonna work. There's an ongoing saga of Disney trying to buy out Fox so that, you know, among other things, they would get back the rights to Fantastic Four and X-Men. And also Deadpool, obviously.
And they were just offering the stock options, correct?
Yeah, they were offering $52 billion
million.
And again, we talked about this before. We don't need one of us really sure how it works with stock and stuff. But they were offering $51 billion or $52 billion in stocks. And it was almost a pretty much done deal. Everybody was talking about, you know, what's Marvel going to do when Disney gets those rights back and this and that, to the point where we even thought we'd see some kind of X-Men or Fantastic Four reference in Infinity War.
Right.
But then a few weeks ago, like we talked about on a Twig, was Comcast comes along and offers $52.4 billion in cash.
Cash, baby.
And cash. Cold, hard cash.
That's insane.
So we did talk about it a few weeks ago, but we're bringing it up today because there's been some movement on that. It says Comcast announced, I'm reading this off of a CBR. Comcast announced this morning that it's in the advanced stages of preparations to make an all-cash offer for key assets of 21st Century Fox in hopes of outbidding the Walt Disney Co. So this is pretty huge.
Huge. You
know? So what happens? We speculated that even if Comcast does win the bid, Marvel or DC or Disney, if they want, would probably be okay, because Comcast will probably, instead of developing their own movies, would be fine licensing them out, the characters out to Marvel, and have some kind of shared money deal like Sony has with Spider-Man.
Right.
It does say that Comcast is looking, would be the more attractive choice for the Fox shareholders, the cash option as opposed to stock option. So I guess if Comcast does get the money together, maybe the Comcast deal will go through.
You know, it's funny, when you brought up this article, what was it, a week or two ago?
Right.
You know, just starting off, I'm like, it's not going to happen. And then you started listing everything that's under Comcast. And I was like, holy smokes, these guys can actually pull this one off. They are a serious, serious threat. I mean, like, if it were to go to Comcast, does it really make a big difference to Marvel? I mean, they could just easily do the same thing they're doing with Spider-Man right now, where, you know, Comcast would own these characters, but they would work in conjunction with Disney to do a little partnership for the movies.
They can easily I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it, yeah.
Well, I think the two biggest obstacles would be A, Comcast wanting or willingness to work with Disney as opposed to just make their own movies with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And B, what's Marvel? Is Marvel willing to make that kind of deal and not really have complete control? You know what I mean? So they won't get to do whatever they want with them. And we don't know what the Sony and Spider-Man deal is. We don't know how many movies it's for. We don't know what it means. We don't know if it ends. Does that mean Tom Holland and The guy playing Venom, Tom Hardy, will be in a movie together. And what's that do to the MCU? Who knows what's going to happen? But it's curious that Comcast is kind of out of the blue. Like, well, I mean, what does Comcast want from this? I mean, because obviously Fox is more than just the X-Men and Fantastic Four. That's what we're focused on. But some of the things that come along in the Fox deal is all the FX networks, National Geographic Network. Well, it just says National Geographic, so it could be the magazine and networks and whatever else goes along with that. 30% stake in Hulu and the whole film and television production studios, which obviously includes the movie rights or X-Men. That's called Deadpool.
It's huge. It's like they own every facet of media that's on TV and movies.
Well, they're all like that now. You know, Comcast, Disney, they all own a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Crazy. Either way.
So, what's that?
I mean, I'm okay with it. You know, do I, in my heart, would it be nice to have all those characters going to Disney? I do. But at the same token, I guess I always feel a little uncomfortable when these companies just get bigger. You know, Disney owns almost everything else. When you look at, you go to the park, it's more than just Mickey Mouse. It's a whole bunch of stuff. That's out.
No, they own our childhood. I mean, they own.
Yeah, they do. So it's.
Yeah, they have the Muppets. They have the Star Wars. They have Marvel.
Right.
You know,
right.
If they buy Hasbro, we're SOL. You know,
they are they're a machine. I mean, as long as they do. I mean, we're talking from the nerd point of view, obviously. That's the things that we're kind of focusing on. But I feel comfortable whoever gives our characters justice. They do well-written movies. I'm okay, you know. Unlike the debacle with the latest Fantastic Four movie, you know. I mean, they're just using the name and doing whatever with them without care of the comic book history. Then I think I have issues with that, you know. But if Comcast were to take over the properties and do them justice, okay. I don't know what I'm talking about. These are two humongous corporations, so...
Right.
Yeah, it's hard to, you know, say what's going to happen with these things.
I think, I mean, I would... Like you said, I would like for Marvel to get all their characters back, but in a way, if they don't, I'm okay with that. I'm kind of good with X-Men existing in their own little universe right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Deadpool, the two Deadpool movies have been great. Logan's been great. Days of Futures Past was great. You know, we have three X-Men movies coming out next year. We don't know what they're going to be like. You know, Dark Phoenix, New Mutants, and X-Force.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that they're kind of separate now. You know, of course, it'd be also to see Captain America and Wolverine on the same screen together. But it's kind of, I don't know, it gives a variety. I mean, if DC gets their act going, then you're looking at three really different comic book universes.
Right,
you know?
Right. Which is still
fine.
Which
we can all enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll be getting different stories. Because I guarantee you, DC's not going to be making Marvel-type movies. Because they tried it, and it didn't work for them.
But they're trying.
Right, but they're gonna do what they're doing, and they're going to try to do it better. I think this new guy that took over for DC, that's really what he's trying to do. I think that's why he pretty much cleaned the slate for this year. And why they've been so close to the vest about announcing everything. Hey, I was thinking about that earlier today, how... Remember that first picture of what's-his-name as Aquaman came out?
Momoa?
Jason? Yeah, that was a good three... Yeah, Jason Momoa. That was a good 3 years before the movie came out.
Yeah.
I mean, DC started ramping up anticipation for Justice League way before they probably had a coherent story to tell.
Yeah, you know? Right.
So I think X-Men doing what they're doing and DC revamping it and keeping what they're doing. Maybe, you know, we complain because there's not news for the week about DC not telling us anything, but maybe that's a smart move for them right now.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, when it comes to this, who knows what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen is we'll probably wind up paying more money for things.
That is the end result, because it is all about the money.
Because they're not going to spend $52 billion in lower prices at the movie theater or anything.
Right, exactly. So. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. That's for sure.
But we'll see. And the funny thing is, no matter who wins, in the grand scheme of things, it probably won't affect us at all.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Yeah, as long as everyone kind of plays nice, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, I'll be fine. All right. All right, Alan, you know what time it is?
Tell me.
It's time to hit it.
Cricket.
Bring it back to high voice.
Nice.
All right. Alan.
Yes?
New movie opened last weekend.
Yeah.
Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2 breaking all the records for the opening for a rated R film. It made $53.9 gajillion dollars or million.
Wait, something like that.
Yeah. What?
For what day? Was it one day?
Friday, for a single day record. Sorry.
Oh, single day record. Yeah, it didn't break the weekend record because Deadpool 1 set the weekend record, which was $132 million. Its total weekend was $125.
Right. That's huge.
But one day record is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a lot. Like I said, well, we talked about this before, like a non-comic book regular, let's say, a non-event movie, a success would be $40 million for the weekend.
Right.
And this puppy did 53.9 in a day. That's a lot of moolah.
Yeah, and you also have to consider it's a rated R. I think that's the big...
Right. Exactly, yeah. That was the issue they had with Logan, was that when they went rated R, a lot of the execs were shying away from it because you are limiting the amount of people that can watch. When you saw Deadpool 2, did you see any kids in your theater?
Did I see kids? No, I didn't see any kids.
Yeah, same here. My theater was just no like little kids, I should say.
Right.
So you can see how that can limit how much it makes. So 53.9 million of the adult population without the kids, that's a very good number.
Yeah, which is going to ensure them, and not just Fox, but other studios looking to rated R superhero movies, dark, gritty, rated R superhero movies.
Right, yeah.
I mean, we ever get a rated R Batman movie?
Wow. That would be interesting. I don't think he needs it, though.
No, I mean, he doesn't curse or anything like that, but maybe just for the violence, he can get real, you know.
Really nasty.
Like Dark Knight Returns.
Right. I mean, Wolverine only got that. I mean, it was more for the graphic violence. I mean, that's right. That's what kind of made it R.
Yeah.
The language wasn't that harsh. There was no sexual innuendos. There was no nudity, right? I mean, there was?
Yeah. This is what I wanted to say to you. When you first watched it, when he says the F word, didn't it feel kind of forced? Like he was just they just threw that in there because he can.
It felt odd when he said it. Yeah, like,
and then,
what?
And then the only nudity was when he was driving the limo. He was driving the bachelorette party and the one girl flashed.
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, now that was just, they're like, hey, dudes, we can do R. You know? That's what that totally was. Because you didn't need that scene.
Yeah, you didn't need it. You didn't need it. And the language either. It wasn't really part of his character, I guess. But it was just a sheer violence in it. Or how graphic it was, but I don't think Batman needs to go down that route. I don't think it needs to.
No. I was just curious. So good for Deadpool. It's going to make its money. All right, and along the lines of that, obviously this weekend's big movie dropping is Solo. We both think it's going to be number one. The question, Deadpool number two or Infinity War number two?
Oh, whoa. Good question. I'm saying Deadpool number two. What's
All right. I'm just going to be a contrarian and take Infinity War, and then one of us will be right.
There you go.
All right. All right, Al. Quick hit. This is my quick hit voice.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I want to go, Alan? Where do I want to go?
Let's talk streaming services.
Okay. Hey, yeah, let's talk streaming services. well, we're going to talk one streaming service, actually.
Okay.
Netflix got quite a few things. Well, no, they have three things coming out this weekend, just in time for Memorial Day binging. Mm-hmm. If the weather in your part of the country doesn't allow for barbecuing or going to the beach, we got some suggestions for you.
Yeah.
First, Arrested Development Season 5. Did you watch Arrested Development, Alan?
You know, I did, but I did not watch the Netflix series, you know, the continuations.
Did you, Right. Did you enjoy the ones that were on TV?
Yeah, those are funny. Pretty witty.
Yeah, it's a very funny show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Netflix did do what is the funny thing about? They did a season 4, I think came out a few years ago. And there were a lot of complaints because of the scheduling of the actors, because, you know, they had moved on from the job, obviously. Mm-hmm. They couldn't get all the actors in every episode. So the episodes tended to focus on one actor, and then they'd, you know, sprinkle in as much stuff as they could for the rest of the show. Well, a lot of people complained about that format, and I personally don't like it. I found it disjointed. I found it hard to follow. But they kind of left it alone like that. Well, what Netflix did in this weekend, they're releasing season 5, which I read won't have those problems. But before that, 2 weeks ago, they re-released season 4, and it's re-edited.
Oh.
So what was once 13, I think, long episodes, they made it to 22 shorter episodes. But they cut it in such a way that, like, the family members, all the members are, like, in each episode. Like, you get a little glimpse of everything.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Hmm. So I've been rewatching that, and it's a little easier to follow. But I still don't think the total humor is there. So I'm having high hopes for this season coming up. But I'm definitely going to watch Arrested Development Season 5. So that'll be on Netflix this weekend. Next, we talked about 2 weeks ago, Season 2 of Toys That Made Us, right?
Yep.
Okay. Is coming out. Do you remember which shows they're doing them on? What toys they're doing?
Yeah, coming out this Friday, they're going to be focusing on Lego, Hello Kitty, Star Trek, and maybe one more. But those are the first three that came to my head.
Did they do...
Was it He-Man? No, they did He-Man already. Man,
it's got to be 4, right?
I think it is. It could have been actually more than that. Because the first episode was... had more topics. Anyway, but yeah, that's a fun series. I like that one. Going back,
yeah, I enjoyed it because season 1 did well, they did all my favorites. They did G.I. Joe, yeah, Star Wars.
Your Barbie, of course.
G.I. Joe, Transformers, and He-Man, and the Masters of the Universe. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a Hello Kitty guy. Oh, Transformers. Dude, they're doing Transformers?
What?
I think they're doing Transformers.
Oh, maybe that was a big one, yeah. That's going to be fantastic.
That's going to be awesome. Yeah, so I watched Lego. I watched Star Trek. I didn't collect Star Trek, but I watched Star Trek.
Oh,
I know you bought Star Trek, right?
I did, yeah. I totally remember those when I was a kid. Like the Mego dolls, Mego action figure size figures.
Yeah. I'll watch Hello Kitty. It got so huge really quickly, Hello Kitty.
Yeah, I don't get it, Hello Kitty, but it is popular.
It's huge.
Huge.
Yeah, okay, so that'll be out. In the third show, well, it's not a really show, it's a movie. It's a documentary. It's called Making Fun, the story of Funko. So it's a documentary on the makers of Funko Pops, Funko, and their kind of rise in popularity and to become the juggernaut of the bobblehead industry that they are. Well, actually, that's not good. They're not bobbleheads.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if you know, but the only ones that are bobbleheads are the Star Wars and Disney ones for some kind of licensing reasons. Which
I mean, they sure actually bobble.
They actually bobble. The other ones are just vinyl figures.
Gotcha.
All right. And yeah, so that's releases. The other Netflix news is season 3 Daredevil
mm-hmm.
will feature the return of the Kingpin
mm-hmm.
and played by Vincent D'Onofrio.
He plays that role fantastic.
He's awesome. He was such a good kid.
Yeah. He makes you scared.
He's scary, but it's, yeah, he did great. He should have gotten an award for that one.
Yeah.
And Bullseye. Bullseye will be introduced as a villain in Bullseye in Daredevil season 3.
Yeah, that's gonna be great. You finally see someone that can go really truly toe to toe with Daredevil.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see their version of the hallway. Well, season 1 was the hallway fight. Season 2 was the stairwell fight, right?
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see what this fight's gonna be.
In the bathroom. Okay.
Yeah, right, in a stall. One in bathroom a stall.
Telephone booth. Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Is that for streaming?
At Netflix still, they're producing a new series. Well, they're making new shows of She-Ra, which is Netflix and DreamWorks, and they're doing new stories tailored for today's modern times. Female friendship, empowerment, blah, blah, blah. So that's coming out later this year. They didn't say specifically when this year, but sometime this year, I'm assuming later this year. So that's Netflix.
Okay, very cool, Netflix.
Cartoon Network is bringing back Thundercats, called Thundercats Roar, which will debut on the Cartoon Network in 2019. This was the news. Entertainment Weekly broke that news. Did you see what it looks like?
No, you know, I was in a Thundercat. Wait a minute, I think I see a picture right now, and that looks... Yeah. That looks like the old Heathcliff cartoon.
Glad you brought it up. So the original Thundercats, it had a really nice aesthetic to it. You know, kind of like, I would guess, He-Man, but maybe even more detailed. This new version has good call, like a Heathcliff kind of cartoony look. And I was watching an interview with the creator of it, and it's going to be a comedy show. And I was like, oh my God, what the hell's happening? So they had like a little mini clip of it. It really turned my stomach, but give it a chance, I guess. Oh, wow. You know, yeah. I mean, I couldn't believe what he was saying, that he wanted to have a comedy cartoon. The artwork is just really, you know, very flat, very Heathcliff like you said, and that's a strong departure of the original series. So, you never know, but it literally turned my stomach.
Dude, that looks wow.
Looks bad, doesn't it?
Let me tell you, if I was a Thundercat fan, I'd be raging like crazy. Because it even opens, like, because it's the opening, it's the title credit scene, right?
Yeah.
And it opens with, like, meow. And it just goes off the rails from there.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I don't know about
Lionel
this.
Lionel looks, I don't know, I can't even explain what he looks like.
It's very... I mean, it's a cartoon, but cartoony, like it's a joke, you know. Heathcliff, that's a great example, you know, or Garfield, you know, with the big eyes.
Yeah, why should it be like a number one show?
Yeah, what do we?
All right, I mean, I don't know. I don't really watch a lot of cartoons anymore, but
yeah. Okay, and the other one on streaming services. Cobra Kai is outperforming shows on Netflix and Hulu per Variety, and this is the highest for YouTube Red in the last 2 years. I'll tell you, dude, I had no idea YouTube Red was on for the last 2 years. I just thought it was a news service. That blows my mind.
No, it's been out for a while. They have some original series, just not been getting a lot of buzz, the original series. So Cobra Kai seems to be a huge hit for these guys.
No, that's crazy. I had no idea. I mean, I thought YouTube Red was subscribing to YouTube and avoiding commercials. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, and there's also a music channel, because I subscribe for the free month to watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you enjoying it? I mean, do you like it?
I haven't used it for anything but Cobra Kai. Okay. So, which reminds me, I have to cancel it.
yeah.
So yeah, wow, that's a lot of streaming info right there.
Yeah, yeah, and we mentioned Cobra Kai is coming back for season 2. We know that's coming down. And their next, I guess, big thing is they're starting a new Popeye animated show on YouTube as well. So it looks like they're percolating. They're getting some things moving. We'll see what happens. Man, after what? YouTube Red, then DC or Warner Brothers are having their own streaming thing, and Disney, they're going to have their own streaming thing.
Yeah, everybody's going to have their own screen.
Oh, it's going to be unreal. I mean, how many subscriptions are you going to need to get by?
I know. And then, well, the funny thing is, well, I guess Comcast might not be hurt because they were founded as a cable company, but cable's probably like their least profitable business right now. So, with all the streaming services, people are going to, I guess, stop buying cable, right?
I guess, you know what? Streaming services, I guess that is the future of getting these movies and TV shows out there. Because a lot of people watch things on tablets or, you know, streaming devices.
Right.
And yeah, you're right. Cutting the cord, essentially.
And it'll make the internet even more valuable.
Right. Yeah. Oh boy.
So, Yeah, that's interesting.
Okay.
All right.
Quick hit. That was a long quick hit.
Yeah. Well, you kind of combined five quick hits in one.
Yeah.
I have down here Avengers Infinity War, and I don't remember what the news was about that.
Avengers Infinity War digital release.
There you go.
Thank July 31. Dude, this movie just came out.
I literally saw it yesterday. That's not true. You're right. It just came out April 27th, and it's not even a month yet.
When did Black Panther come out? Was that
February something? But it came out about three. The DVD, the Blu-ray came out about 3 months after the movie.
God,
which is insane.
That's insane. That is so quick. I remember there's a time where a movie would come out and you have to wait a year.
Yeah.
For something to come out. Literally 3 months. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if, Black Panther is probably still in theaters, no? Or maybe not. Probably not.
It's still in some theaters because when I was looking up Box Office Mojo for Deadpool, it was listed in, top 10 of making some money this weekend.
That's weird.
It's very odd. And with the digital, and what is this releasing on digital before they release it on Blu-ray or whatever?
What's that about? I guess they don't have to physically make something.
Right. So that's a little over 3 months from when it came out in theaters. Because it debuted, it came out April 27th or 24th, right?
Right.
24th, and it's coming out the 31st of July. It's a little over 3 months. That's 3 months, 1 week.
Yeah.
And I already pre-ordered the Blu-ray from Target, and that's coming out like August 14th.
See, now you gotta wait. Because I'm getting the digital version.
I'm getting it. It's a Blu-ray combo pack.
Okay, that's cool.
I still gotta wait, though. But, I don't know. Which is why it's probably not gonna beat Avatar.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. I gotcha.
It's only 1 billion behind that.
That's a very good point. That's right, because why buy tickets if you can have digital streaming on your device or wherever you watch it? There's no reason to go to the theater for that anymore.
Well, can we just reverse for a minute and think about that? So, okay. Avengers has made $1.8 billion in less than a month, right?
Right.
It's still 1 billion behind Avatar. What is it about that stupid... I can't. We have to do a separate podcast on Avatar.
No, we don't.
I just call it Avatar Why. No, it'll be a minute long. Me just going, why?
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 3D. The answer is 3D. That's what
I guess so.
Yeah, I guess so. Exactly. It was that little gimmick there.
And if you figure 3D costs twice as much as a regular ticket, maybe it makes sense to someone with this.
And we're not bashing the movie. It's a fine movie, but...
Oh, I am. It's an awful movie.
Okay. But $2 billion is a lot of dough.
It is. $2.8 billion.
God. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Infinity War is $1 billion behind.
You never know. Infinity War may have some legs.
It's got 3 months.
Yeah. Everyone go back out and watch it again.
Actually, it's got 2 months now. It's already May 23rd. So it's May, June, July. Yeah, it's going to be out in 2 months.
2 months. Holy smokes. That's bizarre. That's quick.
It really is. But, it's going to make... bank.
Is the rationale behind that in the sense that it's still fresh on your mind? Is that the rationale?
I think the rationale is that you made $1.8 billion in the theater, so you're probably not going to get those people to go back again.
Mm.
So, but you'll get them to buy the DVD or the Blu-ray. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let's and it costs more than a movie ticket. So,
right.
I think that's the rationale. Is I'd love to see the Blu-ray DVD sales for Black Panther. I'd love to see those numbers.
Hmm. Right. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Make it.
Quick. Hit. All right. I know I said I wouldn't talk about this anymore, but I can't just let it be out there in the world and not say something about it. Come on. It's my duty as a podcaster, Alan.
Wow. What a pal. My duty. Such a pro.
Guess the first official Shazam costume picture was released.
Okay, what's your problem?
He's drinking a Slurpee in the picture. Standing there drinking a Slurpee. He is the live action version of the new Thundercats cartoon, basically.
Yeah.
He looks ridiculous. It's a bolted costume. The lightning bolt looks cool. Looks like it lights up.
Yeah.
he doesn't look big enough to stand next to Henry Cavill.
Right. Yeah, I know.
He certainly doesn't look big enough to stand next to The Rock, who's going to be Black Adam.
Right.
I just, look, dude, you're the Captain Marvelophile. You tell me. Why?
You know, I read an article that...
Tell me why.
Whoever was... what's his name? C.B. Beckett? Oh. Is that the guy that created Captain Marvel?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay, anyway. Supposedly, he based it on an actor back in the day. And apparently Zachary Levi actually looks like that guy. So I don't know if that played a part into it. All right, I'm not going to justify it. When I look at this picture of Zachary Levi's drinking like a drink, he reminds me of, like, this is DC's version of Deadpool. Like, he's going to be the wisecracking goofball of the group. Oh, I guess that's Flash too, but anyway. All right, why did you have to bring it up? I thought we're not going to bring up Shazam stuff until we had to.
You know what it is? I'm looking at the full view costume again from that was released like a month or two ago.
Yeah.
And did you say he was on an interview that said that those are his muscles? He's not molded muscles?
I don't think he admitted those are his muscles, but he said it was like badass. And if you didn't like his costume, then you got problems.
No, I remember that. No, he's got problems. Look at that costume.
The guy's got a job. Come on.
Yeah, okay. All right, good for him.
The guy's working.
All right. All right, fine. You're right. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah. What I do find funny, though, is that when you see Zachary Levi now, today, whatever, he still has his hair, colored black still.
Shazam.
Yeah, Shazam black, yeah. I guess you'd call it. He's not resorting back to his original hair color. So I thought that was funny.
Like, are they done filming?
Yeah, they said that they're done with filming with the movie already, so... Color your hair, bro. Alright, this is dumb. Come on, let's move on to something else. Alright.
Yeah, well, good luck at the press junket standing next to Henry Cavill and The Rock. You're gonna look like a baby.
Listen, he still has time to work out, right?
Whatever.
Yeah. You can get yoked in a year.
Work out his attitude. Wow. Alright.
Okay. Quickish.
He might be right. I might have, like, really deep-rooted problems. I don't know why I'm crapping on Shazam so much.
Yeah, you like Zachary. I mean, we like Chuck. I mean, I like Chuck.
I like Chuck. I never liked him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I never liked him.
Okay. Okay, I think something's coming out here.
Yeah, the costume's awful.
Yeah, you got... Okay.
Yeah, let's do it off air. All
right.
Quick hit! Got some comic book quick hits. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. The Immortal Hulk. Incredible Hulk was killed a couple of years ago. Well, Bruce Banner was killed a couple of years ago. Right before one of the big Marvel events.
What? Bruce Banner's dead?
Yeah. Well, not anymore. He's back to life. He came back in the most recent Marvel event.
Oh,
Avengers No Surrender. Dead. Anyway, so... the Hulk is kind of going to be on the run again because he's really like a rage monster. And apparently the Marvel heroes will be going after him. And his new title is called Immortal Hulk, which I think starts... I wonder if it started already. It's either started this month in May or starts in June. But in the solicitations for the August issue, it blatantly states that the Hulk will kill Sasquatch, who was an original member of Alpha Flight. He was a scientist.
Alert.
Oh, sorry. Well, it's in the solicitations.
Okay.
Sasquatch was a scientist like Bruce Banner. I think he got his power through gamma rays too. But instead of turning to a Hulk, he became a big orange beast that they named Sasquatch. Because he's Canadian and Sasquatch lives in Canada apparently. The Hulk's gonna kill a hero.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, he's got a little anger issues.
Roids.
Great. Yeah. All right, so Hulk kills a hero. Good luck with that, Hulk.
All right. Quick hit.
Next one.
Good luck with it. Okay.
Marvel's going to come out with a series called Spider-Geddon. A few years ago, there was a storyline that Marvel put out called the Spider-Verse. Which I did tell you about, which made you upset because it was in the Spider-Verse, it was basically this family of vampires that only feed off of spider-powered people, and they were going from dimension to dimension, universe to universe, killing any Spider-Man or Spider-related heroes and feeding off them. And you got became upset. And what the writers and the artists were doing is they were trying to pull in every iteration of Spider-Man.
Even the cartoons.
In media, yeah. Up to that point, even the cartoons. And there was a two-page spread of Spider-Man and his amazing friends being killed.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know, it was pretty rough.
Oh, it was.
Anyway, so Spider-Gwen seems to be a part two of that. There's obviously a lot less spider heroes left in the multiverse because a lot of them were killed during that.
That's canon.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
So, so Spider-Gwen, while details are sparse, it's believed that it's going to kind of be another part two where someone's going to be going after the remaining spider heroes.
Hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Next comic story.
Quick hit.
The Legion of Doom
mm-hmm.
will be making its first, I guess, modern appearance in a long time when Justice League reboots with Justice League number one coming out in June.
Who's the Legion of Doom?
The current Legion of Doom will consist of, or the new Legion of Doom will consist of, the Joker, Lex Luthor, Gorilla Grodd, Cheetah, and Sinestro and Black Manta.
Oh, so it's the original Legion of Doom.
Yeah, it's the Super Friends Legion of Doom. Well, the funny thing is that Scott Snyder, who made his bones writing Batman, did a really good job writing Batman, wrote the well-received Justice League Dark Metal, which I enjoyed, which Justice League Dark Metal ended and rolled into Justice League No Justice, which is a 4-issue miniseries
mm-hmm.
that will end next week. And then that's going to roll into Justice League number one, all written by Scott Snyder. But his lineup for the new Justice League greatly resembles the lineup of the Justice League Unlimited. The Justice League Animated lineup from whatever, early 2000s. So the Justice League mirrors the Justice League Limited cartoon from around 2000. Whereas the villain, Legion of Doom, resembles the Legion of Doom from the Super Friends cartoons of the late 70s.
Interesting.
So pretty sure he watched the cartoons as a child.
Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited to see that because I can't remember. I think they're going full Legion too with the Swamp headquarters because he's bringing back the Hall of Justice too.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. Hulk sounds good. Legion of Doom. All right, is that my last? Yep. And finally, I believe. Check your notes. Is this final?
It is final.
Oh, that's so sad. Mm-hmm. Seems so final. All right. And finally, we have just real quick video game news. Battlefield 5 trailer was revealed today. And it looks really good. I think the only Battlefield I played was 1942. That was like from years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks, I mean, you still play video games. I don't. I mean, this thing looks sick. It looks ridiculously sick. and there was a huge reveal. Like, I saw it online. It was like they had like a whole show hosted by Trevor Noah introducing it. And so apparently these are big deals, these reveals. I don't have a release date for it yet, but they revealed it. The gameplay looks awesome, and it's taking place in World War II. They're going back to World War II. It seems like all these war games are going back to the roots of World War II.
Sure.
Call of Duty just did it earlier in the year, right?
Yep, they did.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that, my friend, is the week
in
Geek.
Woohoo!
All right, got some plugs?
Anchor Nerd and Me, Facebook Nerd and Me Podcast, Instagram Nerd and Me, Twitter Nerd and Me Podcast. Look for us on YouTube, Nerd and Me Podcast. We're all there. We're everywhere. Hey, you know, we suck at video game news. We need to get someone on the show to do that for us.
Yeah, maybe.
Foreshadowing. Okay.
The Juggernaut?
All right. This is Alan signing off.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.